Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 14th. Today is Valentine's Day. Don't forget to get your lady some candy or flowers out there. The grains look like they're going to open the week lower here. March corn is down 4¾ cents overnight. March wheat down 11½, and March beans down 18½. I think the sell-off came because of the crude oil market. Crude oil was down as much as almost $3 off the highs. We got up to 94.94. The low is 92.09. Currently at 92.39, down 71. So that big break in the crude oil may have sent grain prices lower here. The dollar is up 16 ticks. As much as anything, that's the only thing I'm really seeing out here. Except that we had a weak performance really in corn and beans on Friday. Maybe seeing some of the follow through there. Russia did not obviously invade Ukraine so far. The talk is now that maybe China will go into Taiwan and Russia will go into Ukraine simultaneously after the Olympics. So that would make some sense, but whether they do it or not, we'll have to wait and see. So this week, you know, we're going to look at the inspections report tonight. We'll see the weekly sales on Thursday. There were no sales announced this morning. We only had a very small announcement on Friday. I think it was 100,000 metric tons of beans to China. So overall, if China's done with their buying spree after the Lunar New Year, and, you know, you've got all these funds long out here, it could be a problem for this market. So we need something, you know, fairly bullish to support prices out here this week. Right now, the weather in Argentina does look dry. Looks dry in southern Brazil. Those have been the warm, hot, dry spots for the whole growing season so far. But we've seen these production numbers cut back quite a bit. And I don't know that whether they're going to get cut any further out here. But looking forward to the week, I think it's going to be a matter of the weather in South America, what the Russians do or don't do out here. And I think we're going to start to hear a lot about the acreage talk. Are we going to plant less corn because of the high input costs, or are we going to plant a few more acres of corn, or do the beans take over the leadership role with new crop beans out here well over $14? So I don't know how that's going to all turn out. I do know farmers like to plant corn, grow corn, and harvest corn, but we'll see if the high input costs put a damper on that this year. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.